Archer's Omnibus for the week 4 to 9 April 1999. Morning,
Shula.
Mum, I wondered where you were.
I wasn't going to miss another Easter service.
So what happened? Oh, I'll tell you later.
Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. And a happy Easter to you all. The last Easter of this millennium. But maybe you're getting a little tired of that word. All the reviews of the century, all the clocks ticking down. So this morning, I want us to look forward, not back. Because that is always the Easter Day message. The disciples were looking back to one of the worst days of their lives, when Mary Magdalene burst in with the good news, the best news they or anyone had ever heard or ever will hear. Christ is risen. And thereafter, there was hope. There was a future for Christ's church here on earth. The good news. So what good news are we going to bring the world for the new millennium? Well, we're hoping to greet it with a joyful noise, a full peal of bells with a full team of bell ringers. And tomorrow our children will be rolling their eggs down Lakey Hill in an event to support our bells appeal, and I hope to see many of you there. It's natural for us to focus first on the needs of our own community. But this morning, when we join with fellow Christians throughout the world to celebrate our good news, I want to look at all the ways we can help to make that world a world worth the sacrifice Christ made for us.
You seen William anywhere?
He's gone for a ride on his bike.
Oh, great. I thought we were supposed to be having a family talk.
Another one? Ah, what's the point?
The point is, the rent's due in 2 months' time and we ain't got it. And now William's off out, you're washing your precious car and Joe's sulking.
You forgot Edward. Pass me that cloth, could you, love?
Oh, he's busy painting his egg for tomorrow, bless him. Yeah, here you are.
So...
anyway, there ain't much he can contribute.
Ah, waste of time. We had this all out yesterday and it got us nowhere.
Except I lay awake all night worrying and miss church.
Look, you need your rest. Oh, yeah, how's that woman's got you working?
I've got tomorrow off.
Oh, big deal.
But Helen's got to go up and sell ice cream at Lower Loxley Tuesday. So she needs me in the dairy.
Oh, Edward wanted to go to the point to point. Who's to take him now?
He's asking Joe.
You've always had a bit of time off in the school holidays. Pat knows that. He wants to have a word with her.
How can I, the state she's in?
I don't want you working yourself into the grind.
How are we going to get that money, Eddie? We went through everything yesterday.
Oh, we'll get it.
And I've told you, I don't want you pawning your wedding ring or your guitar.
Oh, don't worry, Clary. I've got it sorted. There. Doesn't she knock your eye out?
I enjoyed that. Lovely music and a really good sermon.
She certainly gave us a lot to think about.
She did.
Yes. I'm not quite sure how relevant cancelling third world debt seemed to some of the congregation. All twinning with an African church.
They shouldn't be so parochial.
Mm.
I think it's very exciting. And she did have the scheme for helping the old folk.
Good morning, Jill. Shula. Happy Easter.
And to you.
Yes, happy Easter.
I was afraid we might not see you this morning when Phil said you were going to be late.
Oh, I was stuck with my B&Bs, I'm afraid.
Oh, not more trouble. I thought you'd sorted everything out on Friday.
Oh, I did. The cost of missing the Good Friday service.
Oh, dear.
But the new people in Rickyard Cottage have been very complimentary about it, so that's something.
What happened this morning?
Well, it's the family staying in the house.
They're being difficult already?
No. We've had them before. They were charming. Only their lively 9-year-old has turned into a sleepy teenager. He was late coming down to breakfast.
Oh, Mum, you should have just left something for him.
I couldn't do that. His parents were embarrassing enough as it was. I'm sure it'll be fine.
No problem with us coming to lunch?
Of course not. They've gone out, and I've been looking forward to it.
And Haley's gone to Birmingham.
That's nice for her.
Well, I must get on. I've got Bunty and Reg coming round to give Daniel his Easter egg. I'll see you later, Mum. Bye, Marjorie.
Bye. Nice for Haley, but not so nice for you, Marjorie.
Oh, I couldn't keep her away from her family.
Of course not. Especially especially when you have a lunch invitation yourself.
But I haven't. Not that it matters.
You have now. Coming round to us.
Oh, Jim, I couldn't possibly impose on you.
Don't be silly. We'd love to have you.
What a...
We asked you for Christmas and you couldn't come, so...
Well, if you're sure, well, I'd be delighted.
Morning, Jill. Marjorie. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too.
I must tell you how much I enjoyed your sermon.
Julie and I were saying the same.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so pleased to hear you talk about Africa.
I'm glad. I was afraid some of the congregation might be thinking charity begins at home.
It isn't good to widen their horizons.
Well, some of your suggestions did begin at home. The driving rotor to take senior citizens into Borchester to do their shopping.
It's an excellent idea. You can put me down.
Thanks. I was trying to cover everything. Thank you for your support.
You must tell me more about this Jubilee scheme, too.
Well, I've written something about it for the parish magazine.
Oh, good. It's out this week, isn't it?
Yes, but I'm rather bracing myself. I think I might be in for a bit of criticism.
Don't see how anyone can object to the principle of cancelling third world debt.
No, indeed.
Oh, it isn't that. I've written about something a little closer to home. And I don't think some people are going to like my conclusions.
Oh, lovely. You'll never guess what William's just told me.
Oh, he's back, is he? Good. Dinner will be ready soon. I'm just getting the veg on.
Ooh, still a bit nippy, ain't they? Hey, guess what you reckon is your senior leaders would...
Easter bunny. Pass me that saucepan, could you?
Might as well have been. A pig.
Don't see what's so surprising about that. Do you think that'd be enough carrots?
Yeah, plenty.
But Tommy's have got out again. Wouldn't surprise me the way things are at Bridge Farm.
Yeah, this weren't no ordinary pig. It was big and black.
Black?
Yeah, dark brown. And had a long nose.
Oh, come on, most pigs have got long noses. There aren't many dark brown ones, though. I'll grant him that.
They'd have been rolling in the mud, if there was a pig at all.
Oh, that's doing nicely. What if he says he saw
one? He heard a noise in the bushes. There could have been anything. I told him not to sit up watching that horror video, eh? The creature from Leaders Wood.
He should have been revising.
Either that or he's OD'd on too much chocolate.
I hope not. Dinner be ready soon. Or you could start laying the table, Eddie.
Maybe it was a chocolate pig. you might have to keep my warm, love.
Hey?
Oh, I've got a pal of snatches coming round.
Eddie, I were looking forward to us all sitting down to a nice family dinner.
Oh, he's due any minute.
Well, what's he coming round today for?
Let's look at the car.
You and your precious car, couldn't it wait?
Not really.
Now listen to me, Eddie. We ain't got no money to spare to tart up your blooming Capri.
I know we haven't. That's why he's coming. I want to sell it to him.
Are you sure there isn't anything I can do to help Phil in the kitchen?
It's best to leave him to it. He'll let us know if he needs us.
This is very pleasant. I hope Haley's having as good a time as I am.
I'm sure she is. They're a very close family, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Well, they're delightful. Her mother's such a warm, open person. You can see where Haley gets it from.
Yes.
And her father is so funny. And such a dry turn of phrase.
Haley seems to have inherited that, too.
Yes, although the poor girl hasn't had very much to laugh about these past few weeks.
The business with Tommy?
She'd put so much into that enterprise, and to have it thrown back in her face.
I'm sure they didn't mean her to feel like that.
I know how she feels. Totally shut out.
Maybe that's how they're coping with Pat's illness, by closing ranks. I can see it's difficult for Haley.
Well, it is. I mean, she's worried about Pat, too. She's so fond of her. She doesn't know what to do for the best.
Has she seen her?
No, but she'd like to. But if it's only going to bring more friction...
Hello.
Hello, darling. Would you like a sherry?
Oh, yes, please.
What have you done with my friend Daniel?
Oh, he's helping Grandad in the kitchen.
Good. Then we needn't bother. Shall I pour one for Alistair?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure he deserves one.
Is he helping Phil, too?
No, David caught him at the yard. Wanted to talk about some project he's cooking up with Debbie.
The lambs. Why doesn't he deserve a sherry? Here's yours.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I just think he could have been a bit more tactful with Bunty and Reg.
About what? Oh, sorry, Marjorie. I'm just nosy.
Now, if this is something you'd rather discuss in private...
Oh, no. No. It was something and nothing. Oh. Everything was fine. Daniel loved his egg, and he was really pleased to see them. We're all getting on like a house on fire. Then Bunty happened to mention there was an open day at St. Peter's next week. Was I thinking of going?
That pre-prep school where Adam was?
Mm.
Were you?
Oh, I know. The children wear maroon blazers. They look so smart.
I hadn't really thought about it. I've got his name down at Loxley Barrett.
I know you have.
But Bunty and Reg were telling me what a good school it is and how small the classes are.
And how rigid the teaching is.
Oh, now, Mum, that's pure prejudice. You don't know any more than I do. All I said was it wouldn't hurt to take a look.
Oh, Shula.
A look? Why, you're as bad as Alistair.
Doesn't he approve of private education?
Apparently not.
You knew that, surely.
I didn't realise he felt quite so strongly. But we all know now. He gave us quite a lecture on it.
Good for Alistair.
No, Mum, it isn't. Bunty and Reg only want what's best for Daniel, and they think it's a really good school.
Never you mind, sweetheart. I'd think you're great.
Dinner's ready, Eddie. Oh, is he gone?
Yeah, good riddance.
I thought I heard voices. Was you talking to that car?
Oh, don't be daft. I was just giving her it a bit of a polish, that's all.
Oh, love, I know it's going to be hard for you. I know how much that car means to you.
Yeah.
But we got to put the farm first.
We was.
Maybe when things get better, you'll be able to buy another one.
There ain't another one like this. So it's a good job I shan't have to.
Hey? Oh, don't say you changed your mind.
No. I was ready to sell her for a fair price.
Well, then?
Only he didn't offer me a fair price. Do you know how much you said she was worth?
Not £1,000.
200. 200.
Well, that's disappointing.
Disappointing? It's an insult. He had the nerve to tell me it cost a bomb to do her up.
Well, I suppose it would cost...
To do her up, after the way I've looked after her. She don't need doing up.
So you said no?
Of course I said no. Blooming cheek. What else do you expect me to say?
I don't know.
He said it weren't worth pawning me ringing guitar for 150.
I know I did. But, Eddie, where are we going to find that money?
No, Jamie, I don't think you should go and play with Ben.
Oh, leave the poor child alone.
You really need a bit more practice, Jamie.
Sid, leave him alone. You're taking all the fun out of it. Let him play if he wants to. Just don't go too far, sweetheart.
Yeah, he just needs to polish up his technique a little, and then he'd really end with a chance.
This is an egg-rolling competition, not the cup final. Honestly, you're obsessed.
I just like to see the child live up to his potential.
Live up to his potential? For egg-rolling? That well-known Olympic sport? Oh, listen to yourself.
It's all about hand-eye coordination.
Well, my hand's going to coordinate with your eye if you don't shut up. This is supposed to be fun.
Yeah, I just
hello,
think...
Hello,
ow.
This is a laugh, isn't it? Thank you, Hayley. Yes, of course it is.
Go and play with Pip if you want to, Becky. I'll give you a shout when the races start.
See? Hayley hasn't got Becky in training.
In training for what? You may well ask.
Is it that here?
Yes, over there, the baby's brother.
Well, it's nice of you to come then, be on the call of duty.
I don't mind. She wanted me to, actually. I think Marjorie was glad to see me back.
Where's her mum, then?
Well, Josie's working bank holiday.
That must be disappointing for her.
Sid...
Josie or Becky?
Well, both.
Well, not really. They're used to it.
Yeah, but I mean, suppose she wins. And her mum's not here to see it.
I don't think that's very likely. Becky's just here for the fun.
It matters not who won or lost, but how you play the game.
Yes, exactly. And I'm going to see what Jamie's up to.
Oh, something I said?
Oh, take no notice. He's driving me mad.
He did seem a bit tense.
He was always fairly competitive, but ever since he's been on this fitness kick.
Oh, see. No, actually, I don't really. He's not going to get very fit rolling eggs. Or is he going to keep running up and down Lakey Hill?
I wish he would. No, he's determined Jamie's going to win. He's been coaching him.
Coaching him? An egg rolling?
I know, it's ludicrous, isn't it? I'm just praying Jamie doesn't show any aptitude for any sport whatsoever. Our lives are going to be hell.
What was all that about poor Josie? She can't help being at work. And Becky really doesn't mind.
Well, that was directed at me. I've been offered some supply teaching next term. Cover for a job share.
And Sid's not keen.
Well, he's not keen on minding Jamie. I know it's a full-time job running a pub, but...
That seems a shame.
Yeah. I did try the nursery Daniel goes to, but they're full.
Hey, I suppose you haven't got any spare days, have you?
Well,
I mean, I know you've got the baby to look after, but you could bring him with you. And Josie doesn't work full-time herself, does she?
Well, I have got a bit more time on my hands since I got fired from me at the job.
I didn't realise you nannied for anyone else.
Fired? From Tommy's pig business. No, I'm sorry, Bridge Farm's pig business.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know, Cathy. I really miss the pigs. I never thought you'd hear me saying that.
It wasn't just the pigs, was it?
No. It was something I could really make a contribution to. I thought we were going places.
I'm sure they miss you.
Well, not so as you'd notice.
I'm sure Pat does.
Maybe. Have you seen her since she's been ill?
Mm. Have you?
No. I want to go, but I don't know if I'd be very welcome.
Pat would love to see you.
Well, what about the rest of them? I mean, if they don't want me there, then it just causes more tension for Pat.
The tension's coming from the family anyway. Pat really needs her friends.
Look, Josh, see who's coming. It's Auntie Shula.
Hello, Mum. It's a good turnout, isn't it?
Yes. Where's Daniel?
Oh, he's playing with Jamie. Sid's keeping an eye on him for me.
Oh, yes, I see.
Hello, Josh. Where are your mummy and daddy?
David had quite a night with the lambs.
Oh, I thought you'd nearly finished lambing.
Yes, but the last few decided to come all at once. And when I went over to collect Ruth, she was so busy in her vegetable patch, I hadn't the heart to drag her away.
Ruth was busy in her vegetable patch.
I know. I shouldn't laugh. It's very commendable. She started it to try and keep the food bills down.
She's not really a natural gardener, though, is she?
No. She had a book open beside her.
My word, she is taking it seriously.
I mustn't make fun of her. She's having enough trouble with Bert.
He loves gardening.
That's the problem. That's why she was planting today, trying to get as much done as she can while Bert's not around.
Is he weighing her down with helpful advice?
Unhelpful criticism. They're too close together, not in the right place, won't grow in that soil.
I can imagine, poor old
man. She just keeps telling him she's following the instructions on the packet.
Oh, it's still nice of you to take the children off their hands with all you've got on at the moment.
I would have come anyway, support the Bell's appeal. And to tell you the truth, I'm quite glad to get out of the house.
It is a lovely morning.
And so peaceful.
Peaceful here?
Compared to a rock concert.
A rock? Oh, your sulky teenager.
Yes, and his large stereo CD player. Oh. If you ask me, that's why all the ewes gave birth last night. It's enough to bring on earthquakes, let alone labour. I thought they all had those personal things with earplugs.
He was playing it last night as well.
His parents did tell him to stop, but they've gone out now.
Didn't he want to go with them? Silly question.
No, of course not. He hates the country, hates being on holiday. Oh. He just wants to be left alone in his room to play his music.
Well, you should tell him to turn it down.
I have. I honestly think he doesn't realise how loud it is. He's probably gone deaf. It just seemed easier to come out.
Oh, well, as long as you're enjoying yourself.
I am. So where's Alistair?
Oh, he's on call.
That's a shame.
He can't be helped.
I read this really interesting article when I was catching up with the papers last night, all about the effect private education's having on the...
Yes, don't worry. He saw it. And I've got to read it too. Oh, I wish Bunty and Reg had never started this.
Yeah, the starting line's just up there. Shouldn't be long now. Hope you enjoy it.
Morning, Susan.
Hi, Clary.
Good turnout, isn't it?
Yeah, committee should be pleased.
That the new doctor's wife you was just talking to?
Oh, yeah, Siobhan. Come to see the fun.
They haven't moved in yet, have they?
No, she's just been down for the weekend. Trying to get the feel of the place.
Oh, well, that's sensible. I suppose if she's going to be living here.
She's very keen to get involved in village life.
Is she? Oh, Lord. We ain't got another Linda Snell on our hands, have we?
No. She's not like Linda. Very down to earth.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Don't think we could go with two of them. So you like her, do you?
Yeah.
I'm very sure.
No, she's nice. It's just...
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. You know what young women are like now. They have these plans. I mean, that's good. I mean, I want Emma to have them.
I have plans. Only they never work out.
That's it. Don't, do they? In real life.
Not very often.
You can see they have for her, though. She's got her career. Good for her. She's got one.
Yeah.
You know, nice husband, and they've travelled, and they've had their interesting life in the city.
Lucky them.
And now it's time for the fulfilling life in the country and the children.
Oh, is she pregnant?
If she's not, I bet it won't be long. It's all part of the plan. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm just jealous.
No, go on.
It's just like... Well, here we all are, fitting into it. Egg rolling on Lakey Hill. How rural. I mean, won't that be fun for the children when they come along?
It's like when we was extras in that film.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Oh, you put me right off her.
No, I mean, don't be. That's not fair. She's really very nice. Oh, it's just she seems to think we're living in some sort of paradise.
Oh, no. She wants to come round our place. Hell on earth, more like.
See you. What's happened now?
Oh, nothing new, really, but we've had a disappointment.
What happened?
Eddie was going to sell his Capri.
Eddie was going to sell his Capri?
Yeah, I know. Wasn't it sweet of him? He loves that car.
So how couldn't he bring himself to do it?
No, he just couldn't get a decent price.
Shame.
Do you know, I don't know what we're going to do. I'm at my wit's end.
I wish I could do something, Clara.
Oh, no, live tar. Oh, well, at least one good thing's come out of it. It jolted Joe out of his sulks.
He wasn't still cross about that April Fool.
He were. Wouldn't speak to Eddie all weekend. But when he saw that he were ready to sell the Capri...
That is impressive.
Yeah. So now he says, we're not to worry. He's got a scheme to get the money.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Oh, he won't tell me.
jobs. No, I'm really worried. You know how expensive some of Joe's money-saving schemes can be.
He's as bad as Julia Porgeter.
He did talk about selling his portable telly, but that won't fetch much. Hey, how are you getting on with Mrs. Porgeter's tapes?
Oh, they're so boring. I should be doing one now, but I really couldn't face
boring.
It.
Boring? I thought it was such a romantic story when she told me about it.
It's not turning out like that. So I thought I'd get a breath of fresh air and see how this was going.
Emma and Christopher aren't here, then?
Oh, you're joking. Emma's mooching round Borchester shops with her friends, and Christopher's glued to his computer.
William's somewhere in cyberspace, too.
Oh, all the jargon, Clary.
I hear enough of it. This friend of his has gone on the internet. It's all he talks about. So he's gone there to look for a pig.
The friends or the internet?
Both. It's a very particular sort of a pig, apparently. One he thinks he saw in Leader's Wood, an imaginary one, Eddie says. Edward's with me, he's painted an egg.
Oh, he's the artistic one, isn't he? How's his embroidery?
Oh, don't remind me. So you're here by yourself?
Oh, yeah. Neil's up at the cricket club preparing the pitch.
Don't talk to me about cricket. William's still cross with me because I said he couldn't be on the team till after he'd done his GCSEs.
He might find his place taken.
Hey?
Looks like Sid's training Jamie up for it.
Oh, really? Look.
I think it's starting to line up.
Are you sure? It still looks fairly chaotic to me.
I should get Jamie a good place on the starting line.
Does it make a difference?
Huh? Yeah, of course it does. Need the smoothest path down the hill.
Oh, and you've worked that out?
Yeah.
Hello, Sid. Kathy, is it time to start?
You want to get a good place?
Oh, go away. Go and find Jamie and leave me to talk to someone sane.
Right you are. Do you want me to collect Daniel for you?
Oh, thanks. That's very kind.
No trouble.
I wouldn't trust him. You'll probably nobble him. He's so determined Jamie's going to win.
Oh, I should think he's got a good chance. He's getting to be quite a big boy, isn't he?
Yeah, he has shot up recently. Not my baby anymore.
No.
I don't know where the time goes. He'll be starting school in September.
Really? Like Daniel?
Oh, I didn't realise. His birthday's in July. He'll be young in his year.
Oh, they still seem so little, don't they?
I know. Oh, well, at least then maybe it'd be easier for me to work.
Which school will he be going to?
Oh, Loxley Barrett, of course. Hello, Clary.
I'm not too late, am I? I've been talking to Susan. She had to go.
No, I think they're just starting. Oh, okay. Look, here's Mum.
And Sid. Oh, what happened? Did you get banned from the touchline?
No, of course not. No, I thought I'd be better off encouraging him from here.
Daniel's really excited, Shula. I think there might be tears if he doesn't do well.
Oh, dear.
He won't be the only one, will he, Sid?
Very funny. Oh, they're off. Come on, Jamie.
That's right, Pip. Just keep
going. That's the way, Daniel.
Come
that's
on, Jamie.
Good boy, Daniel.
I don't think it makes much difference.
Come on, Jamie. Aren't you going to give the boy some encouragement, Kathy?
Do I need to?
No, actually, you don't. He's doing great, isn't he? Hey, I'm going down to finish your line.
Oh, I don't like the look on Daniel's face. I think I'd better come with you.
Let's stay here, shall we, Josh, where it's nice and peaceful.
It's very close. Looks like it's between Jamie and Daniel.
I don't think I can bear to watch. What's happening?
I think Jamie won.
You said you'd bring them. Pass me that scoop.
No, I didn't. Here, have it.
I told you to. Oh, this isn't very clean.
You told me. I never said I'd do it. I hate wearing that stupid bow tie.
We've got to at least try and look as though we're enjoying ourselves. I'm going to have to wash this.
Why? Either people want ice cream or they don't. I don't care how we feel about it.
Of course they do. If we smile, they'll have confidence in our product.
You do talk a load of rubbish sometimes.
And you don't know the first thing about marketing.
Well, it's a good job you've taken over my business then, isn't it?
I think it probably is. Oh, is this enough ice cream?
You said it was. In that case, there's a new batch of organic sausages that need picking up.
So?
So you can go and fetch them, as you're in charge.
Not of things like that.
Oh, no. None of the actual work. Just the swanning about and designing labels.
The actual work? What do you think I've been doing in the dairy? I was there single-handed yesterday while you were out with your mates.
I was out with the pigs. I do just as much as you around here.
Tommy, could you keep it down, please?
Oh, sorry, Elizabeth.
This is supposed to be a happy family day out.
Is it?
Listening to you two going hammer and tongs at each other is hardly the atmosphere we're trying to create at the Point to Point.
I'm sorry. It won't happen again.
Won't it?
No, it won't.
I hope not. I know you're doing this at short notice, but even so...
Really, Elizabeth, it'll be all right.
Morning, everyone.
Hello, Shula. Would you like an ice cream?
Oh, I don't think so. Wouldn't mix very well with the butterflies in my stomach.
You're not nervous, are you?
Of course I am. For one thing, if I don't win, I don't think Daniel will ever speak to me again.
Oh, dear.
So where is he?
Alistair's distracting him for me.
Oh, I think that's sweet, him wanting his mum to win.
You would.
He hasn't got over losing the egg rolling contest to Jamie Parks yet. Somebody in the family's got to win something.
Well, the favourite's scratched. You might be in with a chance. Oh.
Sid was talking about Jamie in the pub last night. You think he won a gold at the Olympics?
Nice to get out to the pub on a bank holiday.
Yes, it was. Nobody was stopping you.
I was staying in with Mum.
Oh, how is she?
Just very tired. She seems to need a lot of rest.
I do appreciate you making the effort to come out today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I'm going to have a look at the other stalls. Do you want to come with me, Shula? Walk your nerves off.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Right, bye, you two.
Bye-bye. Bye, Shula.
Good luck.
Oh, thanks.
Bye.
You could have been a bit more gracious.
Gracious? Who with?
Elizabeth, of course. Try to make up for the bad impression we've made.
I don't enjoy sucking up to people like you do. Good luck, Shula.
I was being polite, not that you'd understand that.
Give it a rest. If you're going to be in a foul mood all day...
I might be in a better mood if I'd had some time off yesterday.
All right. I'll stay in with Mum tonight. Will that make you happy?
Not if you leave the washing up for me again.
The washing up? How did we get onto the washing up?
Because I'm the one who ends up doing it. That's why. And while we're at it, I want to talk to you about the washing. You seem to think you can just put it in the basket and leave it. And as for the ironing, do you know how to work an iron? And when you come in, can you take your mucky...
Sir Daniel really is making a big thing of this.
Oh, yes. Now the best rider's gone, you can be the best, can't you, Mummy?
He's heard about that.
Unfortunately. You've got the best horse.
Well, that bit's true from what Auntie Chris has said.
Oh, I just hope I won't let them all down, that's all. Oh, I don't want to think about it. How are you?
I'm fine. Oh, it's nice to have a bit of a breather from the builders.
I thought it was quiet. Certain lack of hammering and banging.
I'm hoping all that's over. We're expecting the lead workers and the felters to start tomorrow.
You think they'll be quieter? Lead workers?
Maybe not. But at least it'll put a stop to Julia's tea parties. All her pets have gone.
And the art sale went well, Sir Mum was telling me.
Yes. I was very pleased with that. In fact, it gave me an idea.
Elizabeth Archer, just the woman I need to speak to.
Not I the lucky one. Yes, Joe, what can I do for you?
You're the favourite scratch, is that right?
Yes, her horse went lame.
Such bad luck.
For some. Good luck for others, eh?
Not for me.
Oh, come on, Shula. You're in with a chance of a place, at least.
That's what I hear.
If Darcy could run the course by himself. Joe, you haven't come here to bet, have you?
Isn't that what folks usually come to horse races for?
Well, some people think it makes a nice day out.
Well, it does if you win.
But things so tight for you at Grange Farm.
You've got to speculate to accumulate.
The motto of the bankruptcy court.
Oh, don't speculate on me. It's bad enough. I'm supposed to be winning for Daniel. I don't want the Grange Farm rent riding on my back, too.
Is that enough nappies?
Plenty. We're only going out for the day.
Well, I don't like to run out. I don't want Kate to think I can't look after her properly.
Well, she seemed okay this morning, letting us have the key to the cottage and everything.
Mm, she has relaxed a bit lately. Well, now she's back at work, she can see the advantage of me having Phoebe sometimes.
Well, it's nice she can leave with someone that loves her.
Oh, and I do, don't I, sweetheart? Mm.
Don't wake her up. We want her to have a good sleep now, so she's nice and lively to see the horses.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming out with me today.
My pleasure. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I know, but... It wasn't the first time you saw Ambridge when you came to help John with his hot pork rolls one bank holiday.
Yes, it was. Fancy you remembering that.
Oh, it was one of John's funny stories. I don't mean...
I know. Me and my high heels being chased by Ellie Mae.
She wouldn't hurt a fly.
I know that now. I've heard herds of pigs tramping over me now. Still, something more, eh?
You're really not helping Tommy anymore.
Nope. Surplus to requirements, persona non grata.
I don't understand it.
Oh, it's very simple. It's a family business and I'm not part of the family. That's been made very clear to me.
Do you mind that much? And it was a lot of work and I thought you mainly went into the business because... you won't be trampled in the mud anymore.
Because of John. Yes, no. But I got interested. All the business side. It was a real project.
Yeah, I can understand that.
It's funny. Kathy offered me some more nannying work this week. She needs someone to look after Jamie.
Oh, that's lucky.
I think so, wouldn't you? I could do with the money and I like Jamie.
Well, so what's the problem?
Well, my first reaction was, oh no, more of the same. I'd just be a nanny again. No more strings to my bow.
Well, maybe someone else will come along.
Maybe.
You're not still thinking of going back to Birmingham, are you?
Well, I was for a bit. But going back to live at home, I feel like such a failure.
You haven't failed at anything.
And I do like living with Marjorie. I wouldn't want to let her down.
Nice. You were really good with that pig business. They're mad to let you go.
Thanks.
Are you sure they won't come to their senses?
Tony thinks it is sensible. Helen can't stand me at any price. And Tommy? Well, if Tommy couldn't be bothered to fight for me...
Well, what about Pat?
You know she's ill.
Vaguely. Bad flu or something.
Clinical depression.
Oh, no. Well, my dad had that. Has she set fire to anything yet?
I don't know what she's done. I haven't been to see her. And I don't know what to do about that, either.
I'll have an orange lolly.
Coming up.
Wouldn't you rather have ice cream? All our ice cream is homemade, you know.
He doesn't want ice cream.
Well, we haven't got any lollies left.
I told you we should have brought more.
And I think we should concentrate on our ice cream.
Am I getting a lolly or not?
We haven't even got much of that.
I don't know why. We've hardly had any customers.
I ain't surprised if this is the way you treat them.
Joe! Where's Edward?
Getting yourself a burger. What are you doing here?
Yes, what are you?
Well...
You're supposed to be in the dairy.
No, no.
I thought I made it quite clear you couldn't have today off.
If you'd just let us speak.
Stay out of this. Larry, I know you've made different arrangements with Mum in the past, but she's put me in charge.
I know, we know it.
Well, there must be someone in the dairy, and...
Tommy asked me to come to bring more stock.
Which we need.
I've parked the freezer van round the back.
Great, thanks, Larry.
Why didn't you tell me?
You said we didn't need anymore.
Difficult to get a word in, isn't it? Maybe somebody would like to thank my daughter-in-law, or even apologise.
Yes. Clary, thank you, and I'm sorry. I should have let you explain.
That's all right.
Well, if that's all sorted out, I'm off to the bookies. See if I can find myself a lolly on the way.
Of course, if Tommy had explained what he'd done...
And the bookies. Did he say the bookies?
Oh, everyone has a little flutter on the point-to-point.
Is that so he thinks he's going to get the rent money? Excuse me. Joe?
Great. Oh, I don't suppose she's on her way back to the dairy.
Can't you give her a break? You just bought the poor woman out for nothing.
And whose fault was that?
You two selling ice creams or just arguing? All right, Roy, what do you want?
Small cone without the ice cream for Phoebe, please. Big tub of strawberry for me. And what do you like, Ailey?
Oh, nothing, thanks.
Go on, it's on the house.
Tom.
It's good to see you.
No, thanks. Just wanted something for the baby.
Seems ages.
We've had a lot on, haven't we?
How's your mum?
Doing okay.
Dad. Up and down, then.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Not particularly, no.
You should come round and see her.
I don't think she's up to visitors at the moment.
Well, really. I'm telling you, you're not!
It's the way out of all our troubles,
Serena. Now, don't you move an inch. Helen, I just want to stay with Joe till the race starts.
Why?
None of your business.
Because a silly old devil wants to put all his pension and what few savings he's got on Sheila Head.
Favourite scratch. The odds are wrong. We can't lose.
We can't win. But after that, we'll get back to the dairy.
No, I shouldn't bother, Clary.
There won't be much of the afternoon left.
Are you working today? No, apparently not. No, don't bother, Clary. I've had enough of this. Give me the van keys. I'll fetch the ice cream. Well, come on, Clary. Give me the keys.
Oh, right. I'll help you.
No, don't bother.
Oh, dear. Temper.
I won't be long.
Oh, ignore her. I always do.
Do you?
Oh, I can give you a hand instead, Tommy.
What about my bed? You said I could put some of it on.
Well, we'll take you. Shall we, Hayley?
Yep. Let's get into the spirit of things.
Come on, then. We haven't got much time.
Now, Joe.
Don't worry, Clary. We'll make sure he keeps his shirt on.
Will Mummy's horse be coming soon?
Very soon, I think.
I can see very well here.
Well, it is difficult for a little boy. Maybe Alistair can lift you on his shoulders. Oh, wait a moment, darling.
Sweetheart,
we nearly ran you down with our pushchair.
I'm going to see where Mummy is.
You won't see a win if you get lost in the crowd. Come on, hold my hand.
Oh, all right.
You give her a big cheer.
I win.
Do you want to get nearer?
No, all right.
Have you seen Joe?
I think he's down at the line.
Tommy packed up, is he?
Yeah, I think he'd had a hard day with Helen.
Quite a little slave driver, isn't she?
I don't know, he put up with her too.
Don't want to worry, Pat.
I'm going round to see her. After today's little exhibition, I'm taking any notice of what this is.
I think this is it. Not really. There was more than one horse, that's all I can tell you.
Hey, you didn't let Joe put too much on, did you?
Of course I didn't. Look, you're asking yourself.
My mummy won,
She did very well, didn't she, darling?
Oh, dear, I'll never hear the last of it.
She came first. Isn't that exciting?
Oh, no, she came first.
Oh, good. There you are, Joe. Now, ain't you glad I stopped you putting all your money on, Shula?
No, I ain't.
She came third.
I was backing her for a place. Could have cleaned up.
Is being third the same as being first in a horse race?
Yes, darling, of course it is. Ask Mr. Grundy.
Who was on the phone?
Hayley. Said you might come round later.
Oh, really? That'll be nice for you.
Yeah.
Thought you'd still be upset.
But if he's coming round...
I don't want to talk about it. We'll see.
Right. Do you want me to start getting some lunch on?
Whatever you want. I'm not very hungry.
Well, I expect Tommy and Helen would like something. Now, what have we got there?
I might go back to bed. I'm going to have visitors this afternoon.
Oh, well, stay and talk to me for a bit.
What for?
Soup and sandwiches, I think. Hey, did I tell you I rang the Soil Association yesterday?
I can't remember.
I wanted to see if there was anything I could do about Brian's GM crop.
Oh, not that again. There's nothing we can do about it.
It's our livelihood that's at stake, Pat. Where's the tin opener?
I don't know.
Helen never puts things back properly. Oh, here we are. Anyway, I got through to the certification department. They said they'd come and have a look at it.
Oh, great. Brian will love that.
I'm hoping they'll send someone out today.
Well, that's soon.
Well, they've got an inspector in the area.
Have you warned him?
No, I couldn't get hold of him. I told Debbie.
Do you really have to do this now?
I just want it kept an eye on. Maybe this is him now.
Hello, Tony.
Oh, Janet. Hi. Come in.
Sorry I'm a bit late, Pat.
Hello, Janet. A bit late?
Well, I did say I'd pop round to see you this morning.
Did you? Sorry, I completely forgot.
If this isn't a good time...
Don't be silly. Stay and have some lunch.
Oh,
Tony, we haven't really got much to offer.
That's all right. I'm afraid I can't stay long anyway.
Long enough for me to compliment you on your excellent article in the Parish Magazine.
I'm glad you liked it, and I must thank you. Those leaflets you gave me were very useful.
Janet's written a great piece about GMOs for the Parish Magazine.
Has she?
Mm-hmm.
I just got so tired of people telling me they were a way to feed a hungry world without at least... noticing that since they're engineered for herbicide resistance...
They're more about making profits for the agrochemical companies than the big farmers.
Oh, look, you two have obviously got a lot to talk about. Would you excuse me, Janet? I think I might go and have a lie down.
Yes, of course. I'll come back another time.
Yeah, if you like.
Sorry about that.
Oh, my fault. I should have rung first.
She still seems to get so tired.
Yes.
Up and down, you know.
That must be difficult for you.
Yes, well, sometimes.
So you'd convert the barn by the road?
I think we'd have to.
Mm-hmm.
The art sales have gone so well.
Yes, they have.
Yeah, but they're quite disruptive when they're in the house. Mm. And if we had a proper little gallery...
Yeah, maybe with a small restaurant attached.
Mm, perhaps.
Nothing too elaborate, you know, like a French bistro.
Yes, well, I've thought about that.
Well, I know you don't think much of my business acumen, but... well, I do know about art.
Yes, you've certainly been a great help with the art sales.
Thank you. Well, I suppose you'd want to keep this little gallery all to yourself.
No. I'd really like you to help me.
Oh, I'd be delighted.
But I haven't properly talked it through with Nigel yet, so...
Ah, Mummy, I'm glad I found you.
Elizabeth and I were having such an interesting conversation.
Were you? Well, I've just been having an interesting conversation too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with the foreman.
Well, how nice for you.
Not particularly. He was rather cross.
Oh, dear, why?
Well, he is rather a short-tempered man. I've noticed that before.
He's got reason to be. He's just got the new lot of workmen settled in yesterday, and suddenly at 4 o'clock they all disappeared.
Oh, no.
To have tea with you.
They're entitled to a break, surely.
They get their breaks, Julia.
Exactly. This has got to stop once and for all. We can't keep having work disrupted this way.
Oh, all right.
All right?
Yes. Well, to be honest with you, I was hoping to call a halt to it myself.
You were?
Yes. I've got to such a critical stage with my novel, I really can't spare the time, but I just... didn't like to disappoint them when they all turned up yesterday.
Good.
Of course. You always have to make such a fuss about things, Nigel. Well, now, I must get on with my writing. I want to get another tape off to Susan.
You'll have the whole afternoon to work uninterrupted now, won't you?
Yes, so shall I ask Mrs. Pugsley to put tea out for them?
For who?
Well, for the workmen.
No! Mummy, have you been listening to a word I've said?
But you don't want me giving them tea anymore. You didn't say anything about Mrs. Pugsley, darling.
I didn't think I'd have to. It'll be extra work for her, and she...
They can fend for themselves. They're big boys now.
I know. Ah, well, back to the world of fiction.
She is so exasperating.
She just doesn't want to give up her bits of wrath, that's all.
Lizzie...
There you are, you see? Nothing sinister. No tentacles reaching out to pick you up and swallow you.
Oh, don't be silly.
Just an ordinary field of oilseed rape. Small green things now, but eventually a bright golden haze on the meadow.
Look, I don't think this is a laughing matter, Debbie. If it turns out your crop is going to threaten my organic status...
Oh, come on, Tony. That isn't very likely, is it?
Well, we'll see what the inspector says, shall we?
Well, it's not very interesting standing here watching him, though, is it? I'm sure you've got better things to do.
Safeguarding my livelihood is fairly near the top of my priorities.
It's only one field.
One weed cross-pollinated. That's all it takes, and we've got the thing here forever.
What did he say about the prevailing winds and the lie of the land? He checked your farm first, didn't he?
We can't say anything till he's seen the crop.
And he can't say anything till he's talked to Dad. And he's got to come back to Home Farm anyway, so why don't you go home and I'll give you a ring later and tell you what he said?
I'd rather hear it firsthand, thank you. You get on if you want. I can bring him back to Home Farm.
No. It's all right. I'll stay.
All right, fine.
David and I are looking into quite an interesting project.
Are you?
Mm. We want to see if we can add value to our lambs.
Well, it's the buzzword, isn't it?
Well, makes sense. And all the effort we put into them, and then out they go on the commodity market, and they just crash.
Well, I hate to say I told you so, but organic farmers have been banging on about that for years.
The moment had come. The moment she'd waited for so long. The moment she thought would never happen. The moment that... Oh, sorry, Susan, that's too many moments. Just a minute. Now let me think. Yes. Right, go back to the moment. The moment had come. The moment she'd waited for so long. The moment when she would hear those magic words...
Mummy, what the hell do you think you're playing at?
It is customary to knock when entering a lady's bedroom.
What did I say to you this morning?
Really, Julia?
Oh, and Elizabeth, too. How delightful. Come in, why don't you?
I told you these tea parties have got to stop.
Do you see any workmen in here? Do you want to look under the bed?
They're not here, are they? They're downstairs taking tea with my conference guests.
I can't believe it. After what I said to you this morning.
You said I wasn't to have them in my bedroom and I wasn't to cause extra work. There was all that tea laid out downstairs.
It's my delegates, who didn't expect to be sharing it and are not very pleased.
And neither is the foreman. I gave my word.
But I'm sorry if I misunderstood you.
That isn't good enough, I'm afraid. You are going downstairs now, and you're going to apologise to the foreman.
But Nigel,
I... conference organisers?
Or you can go back to Spain and take your chances with Ronald Hardwick.
But Nigel!
I mean it, Mummy. I've had enough. Now go.
Very well, darling. I'm sorry I upset you so much. I shall go now.
My goodness, Nigel, that was masterful. Julia could put you in her book.
I don't care what she does. As long as she does what I tell her for once.
Well, I think she will. I would if you took that tone with me.
You wouldn't like me to.
I might. We women are strange creatures. Look at your mother and her bits of rough.
I wish you wouldn't keep calling them that. She liked playing Lady of the Manor, that's all.
Oh, if that's what you like to think. Nothing to do with having an excuse for inviting a lot of burly men with their shirts off into her bedroom.
Well, thank goodness you haven't been inviting them to ours.
Ah, well, my tastes are more aristocratic.
I wouldn't blame you. There hasn't been much action there lately.
We've been busy.
Unlike Mummy, I find the prospect of burly workmen climbing the scaffolding outside our window rather inhibiting.
Well... they're all downstairs drinking tea now. We could go to our bedroom.
What, now?
Why not? Let them all sort themselves out. They won't miss us.
I really think you're serious. Aren't you?
Very. Very serious.
Oh, Lizzie.
Oh, damn and blast.
Oh, what is it? What's the matter?
Oh, sorry, love. Were you asleep?
Oh, I must have nodded off in the chair.
I thought you'd still be in bed.
Oh, no, I wanted to do something about the kitchen before Hayley came. It's such a mess, anyway. I got tired and I sat down for a moment.
Well, if I'd realised, I'd have been quieter. I'm not in a very good mood, I'm afraid.
Oh?
No, it seems there's not a lot the Soil Association can do.
What did you expect?
He doesn't think there's any direct threat to us.
Well, that's good.
He says that as we've got no crops flowering at the same time as Brian's GM rape, there's no chance of cross-pollination.
Yeah, well, we knew that already. I don't understand why you keep meeting trouble halfway.
Well, it's still a threat to the environment. Though you wouldn't think so from the smug look on Brian's face.
I don't want to know.
Well, at least I've alerted them to the danger. so they'll continue to monitor it.
Well, fine. Let's just not get involved.
I don't know how you can say that.
Well, this might be Hayley. Can we just drop it? Oh, hello, Debbie.
Pat, is Tony here?
Yes. Yeah, you better come in.
Well, if you're sure.
Yeah, of course.
So, how are you?
Oh, you know, okay.
What brings you over? Did something happen after I'd gone?
No, I just didn't want to leave things the way they were.
How were they?
Oh, Brian and I just had a bit of a disagreement, that's all.
Oh, Tony, I told you not to cause trouble.
Yeah, well, it's not me that's threatening the environment.
Yeah, but we're not either. You saw all the controls we've got in place, the barrier crop and everything.
Why does he have to do it, Debbie?
It's a trial, that's all, Tony. Dad isn't hiding anything from you.
Isn't he?
Oh, you saw how open he was with the Soil Association guy.
Yeah, well, he'll have to be. Now I've got them keeping an eye on him.
Tony, what have you started now? I can't bear it.
Oh, look, sorry, Pat. I didn't mean to upset you.
Nor me.
I just can't... Oh, I'm going to bed.
Oh, but Hayley's coming round soon.
Ring her and put her off. Just can't cope with any more people today. Not even Hayley.
You off now, love?
Yeah, in a minute. I just want to find those letters that need posting.
You going to be late back?
I shouldn't think so. Tommy just needs me to sort the pigs out while he gets over to Brum to pick up the next lot of sausages. Shouldn't take that long. What are you going to do with yourself?
Oh, get on with Julia's typing. That tape she brought down last night.
Has it got any better?
Well, I doubt it. Here, look, can you hang on a minute?
Hmm?
I still haven't quite got the hang of this machine.
Yeah, there's no rush.
There's some stuff I've already transcribed on this tape. I need to find the right place.
You should make a note of the numbers.
I think it's about here.
The moment had come.
She's always going on about moments. That's no help.
Right, get back to the moment.
This is hopeless. I don't know where I am.
Well, you might as well let it play.
Oh, I suppose.
The moment she'd waited for so long. The moment when she would hear those magic words. Mummy, what the hell do you think you're playing?
Oh, yes, very magic.
She's always doing this. She forgets she's left it on.
Well, don't you want to hear what the hell she thought she was playing at?
No, I don't. Just want to get on with it. It won't be that interesting.
I told you these tea parties have got to stop.
Oh, see? He's just on at her about the workmen again. Oh, I hope there isn't much of this.
Very well, darling. I'm sorry I upset you so much. Oh. My goodness, Nigel, that was masterful. Julia could put you in her book.
Oh, now she isn't even in the room.
Nigel Padgett, masterful.
Oh, they'll go after her and it'll just be silence.
Nothing to do with having an excuse for inviting a lot of burly men with their shirts off into her bedroom. Well, thank goodness you haven't been inviting them to ours. My tastes are more aristocratic. I won't blame you. There hasn't been much action there lately.
Oh,
it was just getting interesting.
Oh, don't be so disgusting.
What are you doing?
Oh, well, I don't want to hear any more.
Well, I do.
Well, Neil, we can't.
We could go to our bedroom.
Oh, Neil, switch it off.
Well, hang on a moment.
What now? Mm-hmm. Why not? Let them all sort themselves out.
Oh.
They won't miss us.
All right.
I really think you're serious.
Kissing,
aren't they? There he is.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was enjoying
that.
Oh,
you shouldn't have been. I'm ashamed of you. I've never been so embarrassed in all my life.
They look so prim and proper.
Oh, it's dreadful.
Sounded all right to me.
Oh, look, what am I going to do?
Make copies and sell them?
Oh, don't be silly. I can't give Julia that tape back. I can't let her find out that... Well, I'll have to erase it.
Oh, seems a pity.
It's the only thing to do.
Glad you're getting round to that at last. That post's been rotten for ages.
Oh, the cows out all the time now. Last thing we need is any of them disappearing through a hole in the fence. Right, here it comes.
They look better for it, don't they?
Oh, that was rotten. Oh, you look better for seeing a bit of daylight, too.
Just nice to have time to catch up with myself.
You deserve some time off, the hours that I've had you working. Look, can you give me a hand with a new poster? Just need to get it steady in the hole.
Right you are. Don't know as Helen's very happy about it, but with Pat being so much brighter today.
Yeah. She told you to take the time off, you take it. Right. Here we are.
It's very up and down. Yesterday she was so tired she couldn't even get up to see Hayley. But today she wants to be in the dairy.
Ah, oh, maybe the rest did her good.
Yeah.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Look, could you pass me that post driver while I hold on to this?
Nice to have a chance to get the house straight, must say. Gets in such a mess when the boys are home. Here you are. Oh, blimey, send me this thing.
Yeah, does the trick, though. Right. I thought William was off on his wild boar chase again.
He's supposed to be doing his revision.
Yeah, don't worry. He won't find one. He'll be back soon enough.
He said the pig he saw looked just like the picture he downloaded off the internet.
No, he said he's seen what he wants to see.
Well, I'm off down the village shop on a wild grocery chase. Anything you want, love?
Can you get me some more tomato sauce?
Yeah, OK. Oh, AJ, while I remember, when I was cleaning, I found a few letters as it slipped down behind the clock. You should check them.
You mean the bills?
Well, they might be.
What's the matter with this lot?
Well, the couple are very nice. It's their son who's the problem. This morning, I caught him throwing stones at Jet.
Oh, no, that's not on.
I know. I would have done something about it sooner, but I was on my way to collect the eggs, and then I found a fox had got in and killed three of my hens.
Oh, no.
I seem to have struck an unlucky patch recently.
Oh, must be in the stars. I'm having a few disasters, too.
Afternoon. Oh, self-service, is it today?
Oh, Kate's feeding the baby. Actually, Susan, could I take you up on your offer?
Yeah, of course.
I must go and see those people, and I can't put it off any longer. Thank you. Bye, Clary.
Bye-bye. What's all that about?
Oh, trouble with her B&B guests. Wish that was all I had to worry about.
What was the matter with you?
Oh, I've done a dreadful thing, Clary. Eh? I've wiped one of Julia's tapes before I typed it up.
Oh, no.
I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what she's like about her precious writing.
You'll just have to tell her it were an accident. You didn't mean to do it.
I did, though. That's the trouble.
Susan, surely it weren't that bad.
No. But she left the tape running and weird, well, things we shouldn't have.
Oh, yeah, like what?
Private things. I don't think I should say.
Oh! You can tell me. Won't go no further. Her and one of them workmen, was it?
What makes you say that?
It's always happening in the books I read. Lady of the Manor and the Handsome Tradesman. Beneath her elegant exterior, beat the heart of a passionate woman, waiting to be awakened by a real man.
But it wasn't a real man. It was Nigel Pargeter.
Nigel and one of the workmen?
No, Nigel and Elizabeth.
Oh, well, that's all right then. I mean, they're married, aren't they?
Just as well. I couldn't let Julia hear her own son having... But I couldn't.
Suppose it would have been rather embarrassing.
God, it died. So, look, I asked Neil to erase that bit,
yeah.
Went to get a glass of water, and when I got back, he'd wiped the lot, including the stuff I hadn't typed up.
Is there much missing?
About half a chapter. What am I going to do?
Might be able to make it up yourself.
Couldn't possibly. I can't write. I don't even like reading that sort of thing, not like you.
It wouldn't be that hard, Susan. If you'd read as many as I had, you'd know they all follow the same pattern, even the language. Susan, why are you looking at me like that?
Hey, come on, Grandaddy, with this way.
Hey, we're not so fast. I caught on this bush.
I left a mark on the tree. Oh, yeah, here we are. Oh. Yeah, no one's touched it.
Yeah, all right. What am I supposed to be looking at, then?
There, can't you see? It's a footprint.
Oh, right, yeah.
Wild boar's footprint.
Hmm.
Oh, it is, isn't it? You can tell Dad I'm right.
It's a pig's print, I'll give you that.
It's a wild boar. I thought you'd know.
Because I'm so old, the woods was full of them when I was a lad, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pig. That's all it is.
But look, it's just like that one in my book.
Well, that looks expensive. Where'd you get it?
Oh, from the library.
Well, if it is a pig, whose is it, I wonder?
It ain't a pig.
Of course it is. Nothing else it can be.
Pig's trotters are quite different. Here, hang on to this, I'll show you.
Here, what are you going to do?
I'm going to make a plaster cast, then we can check it with someone who really knows what they're talking about.
So at last it had come. The moment she'd been waiting for.
Yeah, that's good. She's big on moments.
They all are. The moment she had feared and yet longed for. The moment she would at last become a woman. She turned to him...
Hang on a minute, Clary. The moment she becomes a woman.
You said it with the climax of the book.
Because he's going to propose to her, not...
Oh, right. Oh, sorry. Hey, I thought Mrs. Pargeter's stuff were a bit racier than that.
Her bodice ripper was. This is supposed to be autobiographical.
So?
Come on, Clary. If I'd wanted that kind of stuff, I needn't have bothered to wipe the tape.
Right. So, it's her... And it's the big proposal scene.
Yeah. Mm.
So what, backstage at the theatre? Over a sophisticated dinner for two?
No, he's taken her out for a day in the country.
Well, we should be able to do that. Now, is it still the winter of 47? Bit nippy, eh?
No, it's the spring.
Right. Well, they say you should write about what you know. Let's send him up Lake Hill.
Why?
Well, if it's all to... What's it? Maybe he took her out to see Lower Loxley.
I suppose he might have done. You're good at this, aren't you?
Well, you just have to be logical. Put yourself in the character's skin. Think what they'd do.
Right.
So, she's going to say... I didn't realise how much I loved you till I saw your large country seat. Oh, dear. All right, yeah. No, I'm in the mood now. Right, serious. Switch the tape on. It was a perfect day. After the long, cold winter, the land was green again. And it was spring in her heart. His ice maiden, he called her, but today the ice would melt, warmed by the strength of it.
Have we got any disinfectant?
Under the sink. We're working.
I got a bit mucky with Tommy's pigs.
I can smell that. Hey, I'm trying to get in the mood here.
Oh, what are you doing?
Clary's going to try and make up a chapter of Julia's book, The Stuff We Wiped.
I'm trying to get him at Lakey Hill so as he can propose to her. Beautiful spring day, white clouds overhead, fluffy as the lambs at their feet.
No, that ain't right.
Why not?
Mr. Archer don't usually put the lambs on Lakey Hill. It's too far from the farm.
Oh, Neil. Don't spoil our wonderful dramatic story with agriculture. Carry on, Clary. Don't listen to him.
So how long does Clary reckon she's going to be working on this masterpiece?
Yeah, she didn't say. Just said she was on a roll and we'd better get our own tea.
So what did you have in mind?
Oh, nipping out with some chips. Got any cash?
No, I ain't.
What about your winnings?
I'm saving them. Such as they are.
There might be somewhere behind the clock. Clary sometimes sticks a fiver there. Oh, well.
What's that?
Oh, these letters Clary finds.
Something important?
I've got a nasty feeling about this one. Oh, what I dreaded. It's from the fertiliser suppliers.
Well, not a bill. I thought we'd paid them.
Oh, I wish we had.
How much do we owe?
Near enough, 300 quid.
No.
They've placed it with a debt collector.
Well, what are we going to do? That and the back rent?
How much were those winnings?
Well, you can have them.
Oh, thanks.
But they come nowhere near. Look, I was talking to Lady Jordan at the Point to Point. She's short of a telly for a room. I could sell her my portable.
Oh, I don't know, Dad. Is it worth it, for 50 quid?
Well, it all adds up.
Yeah, well, I know what I've got to do then. I've got no choice.
So that's another £300 we got to find.
Oh, Clary, how awful.
Oh, I don't know what we're going to do. Until that debt's cleared, we can't even buy fertiliser this year, so we can't carry on.
Can't you borrow it?
Oh, who'd lend us money? No, we're just going to have to find it ourselves, somehow. Eddie's going to sell his Capri.
Oh, good heavens, things are bad.
Yeah. Trouble is, you ain't going to get that much for it, only a couple hundred.
Suppose every little helps.
Well, that's why I couldn't see you. If there's any extra shifts going here...
You can have first refusal. I suppose you don't fancy doing a bit of childminding.
Like babysitting, I suppose I could.
A bit more substantial than that. I've been offered the supply teaching.
Oh, but that'd be in the daytime. I'm a bridge farm.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's what I'd better be getting back. Don't want to get in Helen's bad books.
Here's some empty glasses for you, Cathy.
Oh, hi, Colin. Are you a treasure?
Hello, Hayley.
I don't suppose you've thought any more about looking after Jamie for me, have you?
Not really. I'm afraid I've had other things on my mind.
Only the school wants an answer by next week.
Oh, well, I'll let you know for definite by then.
Thanks.
You're still coming up to see Pat this afternoon. She's really looking forward to it.
Is she?
Oh, yeah, it's quite perked her up.
Oh, here you are.
Where else would I be?
I've been looking for you.
You might have known I'd be in the dairy. I seem to live here.
I want a word of you.
I suppose it's too much to hope you're going to scrub up and help me pot these yoghurts while we talk. Clary's on one of her long lunch hours.
Yes, I'm afraid it is. Why should I help you after what you've done to me?
The dairy isn't my own private enterprise, you know. We're all supposed to be pulling together.
Oh, yeah? And I suppose this is pulling together, is it?
The label for your sausages. Yes. Wasn't it good of me to get them ready for you?
It would have been if you'd got the name right.
It is right.
No, it isn't. My sausages are called Ambridge Originals.
How many times do we have to go over this? They're not your sausages. They're a Bridge Farm enterprise, so that's what they should be called. Bridge Farm Organic Sausages.
You could at least have discussed it with me, but oh no,
oh,
you know best.
You aren't arguing again. I wish you'd stop. Oh, hi, Mum. Feeding up to a bit of yoghurt potting.
I wouldn't have to keep arguing if she wasn't so impossible.
I'm impossible.
She's done it again. She's just gone ahead without consulting
Tommy,
me.
I don't want to know. I was thinking about putting in an hour before Hayley arrived, but if you two are just going to keep on bickering...
Tom was just going.
No, I wasn't. Not until you apologised.
Apologise? What for? Finding time with all I've got to do to get your blessed sausages properly labelled.
But you haven't, and I don't need you interfering.
I'm going. Thank goodness Hayley's coming round. It'll be a relief to see a cheerful face.
Thanks. Now look what you've done.
You started it.
Don't be so childish and selfish. Can't you have a bit more consideration for Mum?
You're just cross she's not going to help you with the yoghurts.
Oh, I didn't think there was much chance of that, not with a royal visit imminent.
Do you always have to be so snidey about
Hayley? I seem to be the only one who sees what she's up to, worming her way back into the family when Mum's vulnerable.
That's a horrible thing to say. You're so cynical.
Realistic. I'm not saying she isn't fond of Mum. I just think it might not be her only agenda.
Oh, so what was her agenda when she first started helping me with John's pigs?
If you can't see that, well then...
All I know is how hard she worked and how much I enjoyed working with her. She was a million times more helpful to me than you've been.
Pity you didn't fight a bit harder for her then, isn't it?
What?
Oh, stop kidding yourself. If I had a partner who meant as much to me as you say Hayley did to you, I wouldn't have let anyone talk me into getting rid of her.
But I had no choice. Everyone said it was for the best.
Yeah, because it was. And deep down you know that. So you can just stop bleating on about poor, betrayed Hayley. You were just as responsible for getting rid of her as the rest of us.
Yeah. A nice four bag. You've always been a good milker, ain't you?
Okay.
Oh, hello, love. How'd you get on?
Oh, she said I could have anything that's going.
Oh, I suppose that's summered.
You've spoken to Snatches, mate?
Yeah, he's coming to collect it tomorrow.
Oh,
Eddie. Oh, and I managed to push him up to 250.
Every little helps, I suppose.
It's gone beyond that. Dad and I just had a long talk.
He's still selling his portable. That's sweet.
We'll have to sell a bit more than that. We're not going to find £1,000 for the rent in 2 months, and if we don't...
We're looking at a notice to quit, I know.
If we can't pay the fertiliser bill, we might as well quit. They're not going to let us have any more till we do.
Cathy said maybe we could borrow some money.
The bank's not going to lend us anything. They'd look at our books and laugh. No, there's only one thing for it.
What?
We're going to have to sell a couple of cows. There's a special dairy sale at Feltwisham Market next week.
But if we sell cows in the long run, we shan't have the income.
I know. Oh, it don't make sense. But in the long run, we're all dead. Ain't that what they say? Either we sell some cows now, or we're off the farm. It's as simple as that.
So you like the CPN?
I did. She was really sensible. Yeah, the only thing we had a bit of a disagreement about was the pills.
Are you supposed to be on medication?
Yeah, antidepressants. Mm. Yeah, but to tell you the truth, I haven't taken them yet.
Haven't you?
I don't like the idea. If it's all my mind, what good are pills?
But if it's more like an illness...
Do you think I should take them?
Oh, I don't know, Pat. I'm not a doctor.
Don't see how they can help. They can't bring John back.
No. Well, if you think you're all right without them.
Doctors just think you expect them to write out a prescription.
Oh, I know what you mean. My mum's always taking something or other, it seems to me.
Oh, Hayley, it's nice to talk to someone on the same wavelength.
Well, it would have come sooner.
No. I was the one who put you off. I'm really grateful you found time to come round today.
Oh, don't be silly. Nothing I like better than a good chat. You know that.
Oh, Tommy's sorry he missed you.
Is he?
Yeah, he had to go out, but he said he's going to be in the ball this evening if you fancy a drink.
Aren't I the popular one?
Oh, hello, Hayley.
Hi.
Are you still here?
She's going to stay for a cup of tea. Could you put the kettle on?
Oh, I can do that.
It's all right, I'll manage.
Did you get the yoghurt potted?
Yep, thanks.
Helen's been a tower of strength in the dairy. Don't know what we'd have done without her.
Oh.
You have to rely on your family at a time like this, don't you?
Well, Clara's been working really hard as well.
Everyone's really rallied round. But I don't think it'll be for much longer now.
No?
You certainly seem quite an old self to me.
Today, maybe.
It's a tonic to see you.
Isn't it? We just got the first proper batch of organic sausages ready to go, Hayley, if you're still interested.
Of course I am. Ambridge Originals. Tommy must be pleased.
Bridge Farm organic sausages.
Oh, is that what you and Tommy were arguing about?
The labelling.
I don't think that needs to concern you.
Helen?
Just stating a fact.
Sorry, just taking an interest.
Let's just drop the subject, shall we?
Fine by me. Nothing to talk about.
Don't want to jeopardise my recovery.
You know how much I want you to get better. But just because you feel a bit brighter this afternoon...
Maybe it's just seeing someone outside the family.
Well, if it helps, you know, I'm very happy to come whenever you want.
I didn't realise you got a degree in psychiatry, Hayley.
Helen, don't be so touchy. I only meant talking to Hayley's helped me get a bit of a perspective on things. Like the pills.
The pills?
Hayley agrees with me. I don't need to take them.
Now, are we having tea or coffee?
I didn't say that exactly.
Ah, you're the doctor as well, are you?
Look, we don't want to upset your mum. Not if she's feeling better.
Today? One day and you're the expert. Have you been here when mum's so bad she can't get out of bed? Have you been here when she just sits here and cries and cries and cries? I don't think so. So please, just stay out of it.
Helen, I asked Hayley here. I wanted... Oh, I know it's been difficult for you, but I didn't mean... I never meant... Oh, I can't stand this. I can't...
Oh. Now are you satisfied?
Me? Helen, how can you be so selfish?
Selfish?
All right, okay. You can't stand me. You've made that very clear. All right. But to pick a fight when your mum was having a good time with me... Do you not care about her at all?
No, I don't care about her. I've given up my placement to take over the dairy. I'm running the house with no help from the men in the family. I'm putting my brother's business on a proper footing.
We'd have to get that in.
I'm slogging my guts out selling ice cream while you're swanning around with Roy Tucker.
I would have helped more if I had been allowed to.
We don't want your help. When are you going to get the message? You just make things worse.
Helen, Pat wanted to see me.
I'm her daughter. I'm the one who's worried sick about her and Dad. I'm the one who's having to cope with it all. And I don't need you complicating things. Can't you just leave us alone?
So none of your pigs have got out at all?
Nope.
Is this William's wild boar?
He thinks he's seen a wild boar.
Yeah, it took a plaster cast of its footprint. Wants to get it checked in.
He is serious.
Oh, I don't know when he thinks he's going to have the time. He's supposed to be working at the shoot, revising for his exams.
Hi, Tommy.
Hayley, I'm so glad you've come.
Do you want to find us a nice quiet corner?
Yeah, sure. Do you want a drink?
No, don't worry, I'll get it. I need a word with Kathy. Just find us a table.
Right you are.
Cheers.
So what can I get you?
Just an orange juice. Do you want anything, Eddie?
No, Tor, I'm all right. You can give me the money if you like.
What?
Oh, just kidding.
So what did you want to talk to me about?
I've been thinking. I will look after Jamie for you.
You will?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
We have to sort out the details. I might have to bring Henry with me. Depends on the days.
I don't mind if Josie doesn't.
Oh, no, she's pleased. She was worried I might want to look for something full time.
Well, I'm delighted. Here's your orange on the house.
Cheers. Well, that's sorted. I'll give you a ring when I've spoken to Josie. Now for Tommy.
I'm glad you came. I thought you might just blow me out.
I think we need to clear the air.
We need to do more than that. Come back.
What?
Come back and work with me. I'll sort it out with Dad and Helen. I'll fight for you this time.
Will you?
Yes. Look, the whole thing was a terrible mistake. Please, come back.
I can't.
I can understand you being angry with me.
Honestly, it's more complicated than that.
The whole thing is going to collapse without you. I can't work with Helen. She's driving me crazy.
I can't work with her either.
We could stand up to her.
I don't want to. What's the point? She's never going to change her mind.
We can't let her win.
But she has. She doesn't want me around for you or for Pat. And I can't fight any longer. It doesn't do any good. Honestly, you're better off without me.
No, we aren't.
Well, I'd be better off too. I've got to move on. And leave Bridge Farm behind.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Louise Gifford and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.